Estevan. The teams that will compete at the upcoming Viterra Scotties Tournament of Hearts Provincial Women's Curling Championship and the Sasktel Tankard Men's Provincial Tournament, which will be held in Estevan this winter, have been decided. Last chance qualifiers were held for the women in North Battleford and Tisdale for the men from January 5-8, with four teams advancing from each event. Former Estevan resident Cindy Ritchie, competing out of the Power Dodge Curling Center in Estevan, was one of four teams to advance. Also on the Ritchie rink were Christy Johnson, Natalie Bloomfield and Tamara Capel. The Ritchie rink opened the tournament with a 10-0 victory over Team Barber, thanks to steals of 2 in the 4th end, 5 in the 5th and 3 in the 6th. Then she lost 8-4 to Team Tisdale, and 7-6 to Team Silvernagel. Knowing they would be eliminated with one more loss, Ritchie responded with four straight wins, defeating Team Miskimen 10-3, Team Podedly 7-0, Team Orsted 8-4 and Team Tidsley 9-4. The win over Tisdale, which occurred in 9 ends, punched Ritchie's ticket for provincials. Ritchie scored 3 in each of the 3rd and 9th ends. Team Orsted was skipped by former Estevan resident Sherilee Orsted. They opened with back-to-back losses, dropping a 7-2 decision to Team Clyter and a 12-4 game to Pamedley. Orsted responded with two straight victories, defeating Team Blaes 9-7 and Barber 9-3, but then lost to Ritchie 8-4 in the C event semifinal. Another former Estevan resident, Chelsea Emberley, went 0-3 at the competition. She lost 9-5 to Team Ellingson, 11-7 to Silvernagel ND, and 6-2 to Team Kessel. In addition to the Ritchie rink, teams that advanced to provincials were Ashley Howard through the A event, Robin Silvernagel through the B event and Madison Clyter in the C division. The Viterra Scotties Provincial Tournament will be held from January 25-29 at Affinity Place. As for the last chance event, the Brent Geddick rink posted a 3-3 record. They opened with a 5-2 loss to the J-Hite rink, but then rattled off three straight wins in the B event, 7-1 over Team Joyce, 7-6 over Team Druitts and 9-2 over Team Miller. The Geddick rink lost 13-5 to Team Mawires and 7-6 to Team Kalthoff, ending their hope for qualifying for provincials. Qualifying for provincials were the Logan Ead rink in the A event, Josh Height in the B event, and Dallin Mawires and Dustin Kalthoff in the C event. The Tankard will run from February 1-5, also at Affinity Place. The list of curlers for each team at the last chance events was not available on the CurlSask website. The other 8 teams for each of the men's and women's events were announced prior to Christmas.